Yeah, you know, it's his Achilles. It wasn't his knee, and you know, unfortunately, Kyle's had some injury issues over the past few years, and you know, I don't want to jump ahead right here, but it's his Achilles, and we'll know more for you after lunch.
What have you seen from him so far?
He had been doing good. You know, he missed a lot of OTAs with hamstrings and other issues. I think he participated maybe in about three or four of the OTAs, and I know he's had some issues the last couple of places he'd been, you know, with some things. But he has a lot of talent. He's got some return ability, which is something key for our team, and was doing a good job. I think he came back in great shape, and he was just doing some return stuff and wasn't even touched, you know. So one of those things, just feel bad for him. I know he's very disappointed. So just try to support him best we can.
Gary, CYDT was up on the sideline for a little bit. Was he just stretching?
No, we got a pattern with him. He practices up to a certain point, then he goes with Luke, then he comes back and watches practice, then he goes with Luke. So that's kind of his routine right now. He's doing all the individual type work, but anytime we're in a team period or we're in a special teams period, you'll notice he's conditioning. And when we're in a team period, he's watching, getting all the reps. So that's his pattern right now.
You mentioned that yesterday, Gary, that it's important for him to watch as much as possible.
Yeah, you know, you just if DT had been in this offense for a long time and I wasn't worried about assignment stuff like that, I probably wouldn't be so – but that's probably the number one thing that we got to catch up on with him right now. You know, his conditioning looks good. We're just trying to break him into football stuff, you know, the right way. But I want him to be able to go to the huddle, hear the call, know what my assignment is. So just keep him very much involved instead of, you know, not being involved in the huddle at all.
So Marvin come up a little
early. Yeah, he's just got a little heat at the end, but he's fine. We had Marvin. Stewart came out to practice. He's got a tight hamstring from yesterday, and I kind of pulled him out. He wanted to go some more, but he's fine. Those are our three guys.
You know, you wanted to do some experimenting on the offensive line. Saw one change today. Was that particular?
You're talking about tackles, what they did?
Yeah, something about right tackles.
Yeah, you're going to see that probably. That's probably going to be an everyday thing. So what we're trying to do is take Clark. We want to take Michael, move Michael over to right, bring Clark to left, okay? And then, you know, we'll work that way so that Clark is getting both sides, and we like what Michael has done on the right. So just because of the depth chart, we don't want to get Michael buried on the left. We want him to be able to compete on the other side also.
And also get Ryan Harris.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, so you're going to see that through those four guys all the time.
Anybody sticking out on the inside of the line?
You know, I'll tell you something that jumped to me today. I just told the team, you know, I tell them when they watch the film today, I want them to watch it backwards. I want them to start with the end of practice instead of the beginning. Because probably the majority of the mistakes we made, with the mistakes we made in practice, most of them are at the end of practice. It tells you you're making mistakes when you're tired. But a guy jumped at me, Sly. I'm looking at one-on-one at the end of practice, and Sly's looks like he had one heck of a period over there. So that's what you're looking for. You're looking for guys making plays, you know, when they're dog tired, you know, cause that's what you got to do in this league, make them the third, fourth quarter when the game's on the line.
Gary, when you go day to day, what are you looking for from one day to the next day to the next
day? Just watching them just continue, their conditioning level to continue to rise. The next step now, the pads go on tomorrow. So that's a big step, starting to carry your pads. But I think guys start to settle down. They know the routine of practice, you know, how they bounce through practice, how they recover from tough period to the next period. Just bringing things together. But like I said, I like our start. Unfortunately, we lost a couple of guys and, you know, in some individual periods. But I like the way we started. We just got to keep going.
Your philosophy of kind of the quality rep and guys being able to go the distance. At what point in your career were you kind of sold on that?
I don't think you need to be on the field. It's not about how long you're on the field. It's about how well you practice. I think I kind of learned that through San Francisco and through Mike, you know, and the game's played in spurts, you know, so I don't like guys standing around a lot. I want to, you know, when we go, I want to go. So just a belief, and I think if we practice the right way, you know, we can get all our work done in a lot less time than maybe what we're given. So just something I believe, trying to pass on to the guys.
Gary, Jordan Taylor popped up a little bit in the offseason. Looks like he's still making some plays.
Yeah, he is. He's got a lot of ability. He's very bright. Plays very well inside, you know, the inside position, kind of an option runner type of guy. But there's a big opportunity for him on this football team. And obviously I haven't been around him, but my understanding of the things that's held him back a little bit has been injuries and those type of things. So hopefully we keep him healthy.
Did your son coach him? Did they cross paths there at Rice? Or did you have any intel?
Oh, you're talking about Jordan. Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody else. Let me start over.
Scratch that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You were talking about Norwood.
Yeah, I was talking about Norwood. Jordan. Jordan has been impressive for a young player. He's totally different than the other guy I was talking about. He's got a long body. He's got a long stride. He can really run. He's got a big catch radius. I think you guys who've been watching practice would agree that through OTAs he was an impressive player. So it's going to be important to see how he does. But one of the things he's really got going for him, he can handle a lot of information. And he knows every spot out here right now, and that's an advantage. So I think he's going to have an excellent chance to help this team. Sorry about that.
Jordan is doing very well.
No, they played together. He didn't coach him. They actually played together. So, but, yeah, he's doing a great job. Yeah, they played together. I watch him. I watch him practice, you know, and watch him play when I go to the games. And I always thought he was a very impressive player. They just didn't throw the ball very much. So when we got into the draft, I called on my son to help me do a little recruiting. So he did a good job.
All right, thank you, Coach.
That it? All right, y'all have a good day.